Traditions of Peace and Nonviolence. That was the theme of the UN Day concert this year, sponsored by the Indian Mission to the UN. It featured world-renowned Indian sarod player Amjad Ali Khan and his sons Aman and Ayan, who also play. For those of you who are wondering, a sarod is a traditional Indian classical string instrument, and when masters like Amjad Ali Khan and his sons play it, it sounds like this. The trio was joined by the Refugee Orchestra, a project founded by conductor Lidia Yankovskaya, a migrant herself, with a group of classical musicians from around the world who arrived in the US in recent years seeking asylum. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was there to welcome them.
Amjad Ali Khan and the Refugee Orchestra project have crossed boundaries and cultures to enrich the societies where they perform. They remind us, as our charter reminds us, that our diverse backgrounds are a cause for celebration rather than division.
We met Mr. Khan earlier in the day during rehearsals, and he told us it was particularly important for him to be playing at the UN as the world prepares in the coming year to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the birth of Mahatma Gandhi, the man who led India to independence through non-violent activism.
He's become the symbol of peace and non-violence. And the whole world is even today killing each other on account of religion. Through music, we want to convey the message of peace. So we are very honored to be in United Nations, and we are looking forward for the concert.
Echoing his sentiment, conductor Lidia Yankovskaya told us why art, and music in particular, is the perfect means to promote peace and non-violence.
You don't need to speak a common language linguistically to perform together, because music is universal. We try to express emotions, we try to touch our listener through rhythm and through melody, and maybe we use a different scale or a different mode or a slightly different rhythmic pattern to do so, but ultimately it is all the same, and it doesn't matter where you're from or what your context is, because the Refugee Orchestra Project is all about bringing people together through music. Our mission is to demonstrate the shared humanity of individuals through music, and today not only doing that, but doing that here in the UN, which is an international symbol of peace, of unity, of humanity, of people coming together, is just so meaningful and so important to all of us who are on that stage today.
That was Refugee Orchestra conductor Lidia Yankovskaya. For UN News, I'm Yasmina Gorda.